Sunday, April 13, in the presence of mystery.
Last week's lesson spoke about the mystery of Christ's deity. But as we contemplate his humanity, we stand also in the presence of a profound mystery. As Paul expressed it, beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He, Jesus, appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. One scholar makes the point that the claim that the founder of Christianity was divine was not a big shock in the Roman world. After all, their emperors routinely claimed divinity. But the claim that the Christian God was concerned about humanity, concerned enough to suffer in its behalf, this was unheard of. Houston Smith, The Illustrated World's Religions. But however strange to the Greco-Roman world, that precisely was the testimony of the New Testament.
What do the following passages teach about this amazing revelation?
Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 24. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had a mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. He was God in the beginning. Verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only one, who came from Father, full of grace and truth. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law. For further study, read Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 35, and Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11.
It is fascinating to watch the unstudied precision with which the New Testament writers approach the issue of Christ's humanity. Matter of fact and straightforward, they simply tell the story with no knowledge, perhaps for the firestorm that would have followed in succeeding centuries. But it is precisely the absence of any posturing that helps give credibility to the documents that we have. It is not as if the earliest disciples faced no controversy in regard to the nature and identity of Jesus. They did, as we see in the New Testament itself, but their arguments in regard to Jesus' person clearly were not designated to counter the position of rationalistic or scientific opponents, which gives an unspoiled freshness to their witness. It was as though they argued their case out of surprise that anyone would dare to doubt the uncommon mystery that had affected them so dramatically, both corporately or personally.